This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. You can be part of this fine production. 855-752-4844. We got a big show for you today. Our pal Joe Zepecki, he's a Dem strategist with Zepecki Communications. He's going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour. But I'm joined today, my co-host of the day, our friend Earl Ingram Jr. Find his show right here on Civic Media, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Earl, it's Thursday. Always love hanging out with you, man. Welcome.
Well, man, it's always great, man, as you notice. I'm wearing my woke hat.
You're very woke. You know, isn't that the problem in this world, Earl? Too much wokeness?
Well, yeah, man. They're trying to do away with woke. And so that's, you know, all the more reason for me to make sure that I stay woke, to push back on the ridiculous changing of the definition of a word. I mean, just think about it, man. There's been this definition of what woke meant, perceptive people who are aware of what's going on, and Republicans changed the name. And anyway.
they take everything and ruin it, Earl. Earl, I got to tell you, as you and I were talking in preparation for today's show, and this happens to me sometimes, Earl. It happens to me on Maggie Dawn's show a week or two ago. Happened to me today. Blowing my mind, Earl. You gave me some information I had not yet heard, and it's still hard for me to fathom. And we do have some sound, I believe. Jess P.S. working the board, working the phones. Again, you can be a part 855-752-4842. That the incoming president, Earl, the once and future president, is down for reparations. I mean, this is the guy whose company was charged with and settled a federal lawsuit for not renting to African Americans. This is the guy who talks about the immigrants poisoning the blood of America. This is the guy who said that the Haitians are eating the pets, they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs of the people that live there, and he's down for reparations. It's hard to believe, Earl. We got the sound, Jess. Let's hear what he had to say.
Furthermore, I will direct the Department of Justice to pursue federal civil rights cases against schools that continue to engage in racial discrimination and schools that persist in explicit unlawful discrimination under the guise of equity will not only have their endowments taxed, but through budget reconciliation, I will advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment. A portion of the seized funds will then be used as restitution for victims of these illegal and unjust policies.
Earl, it sounds like he's down with giving the white people reparations.
Well, Dominic, I don't know any other way, you know, you can cut that. And there'll be people who say that's not what he meant. there'll be people who call this show and say, oh, that's not what he meant. That's exactly what he said. And I will say to you that if for a couple centuries, black people weren't allowed to go to universities.
Right.
And if somebody would have possibly mentioned, well, let's give reparations to the people who had the ability to go to universities, but they're discriminated against, there would be total outrage. They're going to be giving them reparations. But the next president of the United States stood before the world yesterday and said that. And man, when I saw, when, you know, it just, it really just, I'll tell you something, man, it angered me. Because if I remember when I was having people call the show when Kamala first started running, and certain people would call and say, she's for reparations. And it would have to be, oh, no, no, she's not. No, she didn't say that. She didn't. But this cat stood erect with all the television cameras watching him and called for reparations for white people. Come on, man.
I mean,
hey, only in America, man.
Oh, man. Ain't,
only in America.
Ain't that the truth, that this guy would get elected again and say these kinds of things. Earl, apparently the racism is gone, man. No harm, no foul. It's been too long. We're over it now. We fixed it. You know, we had Barack Obama as our black president. And why do we need to continue on with these efforts? Earl, it was so very long ago, man. I mean, what about the poor white people that can't get into college?
You know, man, diversity, equity, and inclusion, affirmative action, all of those things were brought about to correct, you know, a past that's still on the ledger for this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so black people didn't create diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they didn't create affirmative action. It was whites who said and saw the injustice and said, this was not right. We need to do what we can to make it right. And so, you know, so now all of a sudden, diversity, equity, and inclusion is done away with. Affirmative action is done away with. And you know, to steal a line from Rodney King, why can't we just get along? Well, no. It's, you know, this is not level. The playing field is not level. Now. Nor will it ever be level. And so what do you say? I hear people will say, well, what do we say to our children, to white children who feel bad about what took place in this nation? And we want to make sure that they don't feel bad. But I say to that, what about black children who still are bringing up the rear end and who will continue to bring up the rear end? And maybe sometimes I wonder, Dominic, if whites in this nation don't understand that they're the strong majority in numbers. And so I'm a part of a reality of 12% of a nation that continues to be mistreated, you know. And so, you know, some of us are tired of it. And there are no excuses anymore that we accept. And so my fight is for grandchildren and great-grandchildren who don't have those of us who came up during the civil rights struggle who fought anymore as my generation dies off. And so when you hear somebody like Donald Trump make the statements that he's making, he ought to be condemned for it.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today. You can do so as well, 855-752-4842. You know, Earl, it seems to me, just mathematically speaking, that 50 years of efforts of affirmative action and you know, the civil rights movement doesn't necessarily overtake the, you know, 400 or 500 years of oppression, let alone the systemic issues that we have in our institutions, again, made not for minorities, but made for white land-owning men. That is the legacy and these efforts to, I don't know, I guess, catch up, Earl? I mean, how else would you put it? There's a lot of catching up to do for the way that we have the legacy of our history in this country. But apparently people like Donald Trump, who was alive, you know, who was part of this problem when he was renting or not renting or steering black folks in New York back in the day, that this is where we're at now, that this problem now has been solved, if you believe what the Republicans are saying. And it's not just in the universities now, Earl. We're going to have this go in and be push through all levels of government as well. Look at some of the folks that Donald Trump is proposing for his cabinet members. Fox News, Pete Hegseth, right? At the Pentagon. What do you think he's going to do? He's been very critical of, quote unquote, the woke military. And now this guy is going to be a Fox News guy. Granted, he did serve, he was in the military, but that does not make you qualified to lead the largest civilian workforce in the country at all, even if you're a Foxy Newsy guy. But this is just the start. Oh, it's not going to be just the universities. It's going to be at every facet and level of this country.
So just imagine, from the perspective of a person of color, when you know this is what we're headed into. And so to say, you look at Lloyd Austin and others who have risen to the highest level of the service, and Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, whatever his name
Hegseth,
is.
Yes.
Are saying as if these people have risen to that level because of DEI and affirmative action. You know, that way of thinking we understood, you know, 70 years ago, 80, 90 years ago, it was out front. We knew what it was. We could deal with it. And then it went underground. But Donald Trump has brought it back out again. Make America great again. And so, you know, It is more than frustrating. I always say to people, don't tell me about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, because it's different.
Yeah.
For people of color, we don't have the same affinity for it that others do.
Donald Trump, born June 14th. We share a birthday, at least the day. 1946, affirmative action started in 1961. Donald Trump and his father, the Trump Organization, got in trouble, I believe, in the 70s, maybe early 80s, yes. For that. So Donald Trump's, you know, they grew up where they didn't have to provide. You know, I mean, that was how the business was. So all of a sudden, now in the 60s and the civil rights movements, you know, all you black folks and you white woke people are pushing these civil rights upon us business people, and we don't like that. We don't want that. We want to continue to do it the way we've always done it. And now they're getting an opportunity not to go forward, Earl, but to go backwards. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. That's Earl Ingram Jr. You guys are on the lines as well. 855-752-4842. Joseph Peckett coming at 5 o'clock. You are next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salve Show, 855-752-4842. Joined today my co-host Earl Ingram Jr. You can find him on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Fridays. Always find him on the app as well. Download the Civic Media app at your favorite app store. Appreciate you joining me today, Earl. I know we're going to got a lot to get to with regard to the Trump appointments and so on, but I wanted to... This is really, we talked after the election, but now we've had time to kind of digest a little bit, you know, let it seep in and see what the reaction calmed down a little bit and see, you know, evaluate what our reaction is going to be and see how the Trump world has handled their victory. Paul Fanlon at the Cap Times here in Madison had an opinion piece out, and he says, he's entitled it, "Face It, Donald Trump's Cult is Now an American Majority." I'm not going to read into it right now. Folks, you can go check it out, captimes.com. But it's kind of damning, and a lot of reflective thoughts, not in this piece, but many pieces as well. And I would argue that perhaps the cult is not an American majority, although it's certainly a voting majority. Lots of people don't vote, Earl, and so I'm not going to put that on everybody, but it certainly feels like the MAGAs are a majority now, Earl. Do you buy that, or do you think there's a silent majority somewhere else?
Well, you know, there are MAGAs. All MAGAs don't wear red hats.
Yeah, that's
all MAGAs don't go to Donald Trump rallies. There's some MAGAs who look normal like you, Don, and they're not willing to say it and admit it. And so the real inherent danger is that there are people who supported Donald Trump and support him. That's bared out by the numbers. That look normal, right? And you speak normal and who, you know, you see every day, and yet behind the scenes, they support the insanity that is Donald Trump and what he stands for and what the MAGA movement stands for. If you just think about, well, we knew Project 2025.
Yep.
That's what people are wondering.
They told us, Earl, what they were going to do.
Yes. This is the beginning stages of Project 2025. And so Donald Trump said, no, it's not me. I didn't have, come on, man. That's exactly what is transpiring right now as they prepare to dismantle the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, all the things that the American people love so much, Donald Trump is getting ready to dismantle. And I wonder, Dominic, how they're going to take it. Because you can't go back, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. When Donald Trump is gone, he's done that damage to these sacred things that Americans seem to love so much and have lived by. And you can't bring it back together.
Earl,
if you allow Donald Trump to get away with the things that he's getting away with, you cannot tell the next person.
So much for law and order. I mean, if we don't have a justice system, you're not going to have a democracy. Earl, I get the sense, and I think if you look at, you know, some of the attraction that the Bernie Sanders had and some of the attraction that Trump has had, the sense that, you know, the government as it is right now, our institutions, not necessarily the documents, the founding documents, but our institutions are not responsive or reflective to the needs of the people, quote unquote, right? It's not doing what it's supposed to. Folks aren't getting ahead like they should be. And so the sense of let's say, not say hopelessness necessary, but that sense of anger that Americans haven't got a raise adjusted for inflation in 50 years in my lifetime, Earl, compared to how the very wealthy are continuing to, you know, expand that wealth gap, man. They're doing great, man. The day after Trump got elected, like the top 10 billionaires earned like $40 billion. You know, that's great for them, but it's not great for working class folks. So I get the sense that not everybody, although they're maybe not wearing the mega hats, they may look normal and sexy like me, Earl. It's not all about the racist misogyny. It's about, man, this sucks for me. There's nobody responding to it. No one's addressing it. So if it's going to suck for me, it's going to suck for you. We're going to blow the whole thing up. I get the sense. Man, you know me. I've been a libertarian, independent, but voting for Republicans. I've been all around. That sense, that thing within a lot of folks, I think is real, although maybe misguided. But there's a sense that people want some serious fundamental change. But I don't know that, you know, installing one of the billionaires that is part of the cause of the problem is going to be the solution, Earl.
You just answered the question. I say this to all Republicans and all the people who voted for Donald Trump. If you say the Democrats did this, the Democrats have not been in charge for 50 years. What transpired over the last 50 years is greed that has accumulated by both Democrats and Republicans and the power brokers and the oligarchs of this nation. The oligarchs aren't just Democrats. There's equally as many Republican oligarchs as there are Democrats. And so to say that I'm upset, I'm mad because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the average person hasn't gotten a raise in 50 years. I think, I'm not very good at math, but I think Joe Biden was only president for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
This issue is bigger than the last 4 years, Dominic, and I don't understand why people couldn't comprehend that. This has been a structural issue in this nation for, as you stated, half a century. And so to say, so what do they think now? Donald Trump is going to all of a sudden wave a magic wand, Dominic, and fix it? Is that what I'm to believe? The people who voted for him, that he's going to straighten it all out inside of 4 years? Hey, poppycock.
Earl, fix it or break it beyond recognition. I guess it depends on what your perspectives are. That is Earl Ingram. This is the Dom Salvia Show. I see you folks lining up on the text line and on the phones. We will get to you next. Be patient. Join 855-752-4842.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Check it out on the website, on the app, on your local stations. Earl, got some callers waiting for us, so let's get to them. Once again, 855-75-CIVIC. Andrew from Detroit, you are up. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Here I am again, a single white man in a very, very black, low-income neighborhood in the city of Detroit, which is doing very, very well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a yard sign in this neighborhood anywhere. Where was the party coming out to this neighborhood to ask people to vote? I had called several times to get a yard sign, a lawn sign, and I got nothing. No response, no return call. Our problem isn't our policies or the economy. The economy is perfect. Our problem is messaging. We know it's been messaging every year after year, election after. When are we going to finally hold the party responsible for responsible messaging?
What does that mean to you, Andrew? I mean, I've heard this thing is also, and I mean, a couple things. Eminem and Obama, they were in Detroit, right, with Kamala Harris. Eminem introduced them. Obama. Obama wanted to start rapping some Eminem. So I get it. I mean, but they did do some events there. Now maybe Harris wasn't going door to door down Woodward. But she was in town. Harris. But let me ask you about the messaging thing, because I mean, I hear that it seems so esoteric. What does that mean to you, man? Messaging. What does that mean?
There is a, Dom, you know, there is a difference between the economy and what our groceries and gasoline cost.
Sure.
The economy is wonderful, and I don't know how to describe the difference. But there is a difference between the economy and our table issues, our wallet table issues.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
There's the first thing.
Well, okay, but I would say, but Andrew, let me say this. I think it, to some degree that was addressed, at least in some effort. And thanks for the call, man. Earl, I want you to jump in here as well. I mean, she talked about the child tax credit. She talked about giving folks, you know, money to help to buy a house. She talked about rent control. She talked about price making efforts to reduce prices and price gouging, going after the price gougers. She talked about some of those table issues. Apparently, Earl, it wasn't enough, but it's hard for me to think that wasn't addressed. Now, maybe it wasn't sexy, it wasn't bought, but she was certainly selling it.
You know, Dominic, every time I hear that, I cringe, because the truth of the matter is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and this is for rural America as well, did all that they could to try to address the real structural issues of what the average American is facing on a daily basis. And Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin interfered and would not allow his full plan and platform to come into play that would have started addressing those 50 years that we talked about.
The Democrats interfered with the Democrats' plan, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And so had just little snippets of that plan got through, and it had some impact in many areas. You know, I was listening to Bill Clinton. I was at an event with Bill Clinton several weeks ago, and Bill Clinton said the infrastructure plan 10 years from now, that'll still be going on, and hundreds of thousands of jobs will have been created.
They'll still be bearing fruit at that point.
Who's going to say anything about that, Dominic?
Well, I'm sure if it's very successful and jobs are created and infrastructure is getting done, whoever's in the current administration will take credit for that. So this time, it goes well, and you know we're doing the things based on that act. Trump will take it, you know, credit for. And in four more years, assuming it's not Donald Trump again, that administration will take credit for it. But that's the point, Earl, right? I mean, these are long-term generational investments that have unfortunately been, we've gone so long without them. And the fact that that got done, and maybe it doesn't, Earl, doesn't reduce the price of butter for folks and doesn't, you know, give them a raise. So, I mean, it's harder for them to see the fact that, hey, you know, this road's getting done, or these bridges are getting done, or there's, you know, broadband internet, to have a direct, you know, immediate impact on people's wallets and their lives, man. I guess I'm wondering if expectations are too high for folks. Hey, I'm going to vote for so-and-so, and I'm going to get a $10 raise an hour. Well, that's not necessarily the case, Earl.
Those same people are very much unaware is that it was a global inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Global inflation. Other nations suffered worse than we did.
And they continue to.
Yes, under what Biden and what they did was a lot better than what most of the other nations of the world had to deal with. And so you can point your finger and say Joe Biden did it, but that would not be accurate. Otherwise, the rest of the nations wouldn't be suffering for it as well.
Right. Joe Biden's policies are so bad, the whole world is suffering, Earl. 855-752-4842. I can't believe I haven't heard that out of the megas yet. But these policies, decisions, and these votes will come home to roost, Earl. And I'm not betting against America. I mean, I want the best for this country, you know, financially and mentally. But I am concerned that there might be some buyer's remorse if some folks that, you know, decided they just wanted to blow the thing up, or they didn't want the current, you know, go against whoever's currently that administration is and just kind of be the contrarian. But if your concern is your pocketbooks, I don't know what policy is going to be installed or enacted by this administration is going to literally help people get more money in their pockets. I don't know that. And I'd love to hear from our audience. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the lines. Let's go to Matt from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey guys. So I want to address some of the people that I think voted for him that really got to take benefit with their white privilege, right? They basically treated this election like fantasy football, right? Or a meme stock, right? Where they just decided that they could do whatever they wanted and it would be fun to vote for Trump. And worst case scenario, or best case scenario, yeah, maybe they get more money or the price of eggs goes down. But the worst case scenario is there's still white middle-class people in America.
Right.
It's a fine place to be. So they just said, you know what? If he sucks, he's not going to suck for me. If it's fun, gee, wasn't that fun to say we voted for him? Like I said, he's like the meme stock president. And that just goes to show with all the stuff they do, right? They have trolling. They have, like, gotcha questions and things like that. But they don't ever have any policy.
Yeah, that's a good point, Matt. Thank you for the call. It's easy to be in a comfortable position and either not give a damn, not vote, or vote for someone that's going to blow the whole thing up if you're not one of those that are going to be impacted and affected. And usually in these scenarios, you listen to what Donald Trump is saying. It's going to be the black and brown folks. It's going to be the trans folks. It's going to be those that we as a society have made a point to support because they have been traditionally been beaten down, and we recognize that. That's not being woke. That's just freaking history, man. Earl, any thoughts?
Yeah, let me say this. I'd say this to people. Donald Trump is now going to be allowing the Deep Ramaswamy, whatever the genie's name is, and Elon Musk. And Elon Musk has said there's going to be some pain as we go through the budget and cut things. A billionaire in charge of cutting programs that the average person needs who is struggling mightily right now. While the president cuts the tax rate for corporations to 15%, while he extends the tax breaks for the wealthy, and while he says he's going to cut taxes on Social Security. I'm not good at math, but if you take away all those different things and cut all that revenue to the economy, Dominic, government can't run without resources. So he's going to be forced to cut dams that are helping people in rural America and other places while they're at the food stamps.
Yeah, think of the farm bill, man. Right?
Yes.
855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today. You on the lines as well. Let's get back to him. Pizza Box Mike. Hey, Mike, welcome. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, Dom, you know that I've never been a guy to say that I wish I was wrong.
It's
always,
yeah, man.
It's always better to be right. And, you know, again, this was, I felt it early on that, you know, this wasn't going our way. And then I felt it surge a little bit. And then I saw Trump do like oral sex to a microphone and
right.
stuff. And I thought, she's going to win, you know, barely. But, you know, my first gut reaction was that we were going to lose this. And it's not so much about messaging as it is about having a message that sinks in with people. And I hate to tell people this, but, you know, offering $25,000 to buy a house still leaves 60% of the population without the opportunity to buy a house. You got to have more than just the 25 to put down. I mean, and then you got to have a house to get to. I mean, the messaging about price gouging and going after billionaires, dang, that was working, wasn't it? And then, of course, you know, the consultants and the donors and the people that, you know, have been making money off of all of us for decades now. Remember when they always talked about, you know, the redistribution of wealth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like, you know, the last 40 years taking $40 trillion from all of us and giving it to the top. But what really gets me upset today is the media and the Republicans in Congress that are shocked and gasping and stuff. And I'm like, hey, what the hell did you think was going to happen? I mean, why do you think we were so desperate about all this? But another thing is, If you're going to tell people that we need to save democracy, you might want to check and make sure that that democracy is working for everybody. Most people thinking, what democracy, right? I know a lot of those people. That's why I'm always the guy on the other side of the consultants. You're the guy on the side with Bernie and some of the other people that you don't have to fake the message. You just go out and do it, man. So if you really wanted to make it happen, Democratic Party, I think you failed the last time that you need to. And you need to get rid of all these high-priced consultants, and you need to stop making it about raising money. Because you can raise enough money getting small amounts from people if you just represent them, damn it.
Pizza Box Mike, love to hear from you. Earl, I mean, the money and the politics, I mean, it is a business, and the high-priced consultants, they're like lawyers, man. They always get paid. You know what I mean?
You know, Dominic, the Democrats outspent the Republicans 2-1 in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we can talk about money in politics. Both sides are engaged. And so the Democrats spent twice as much money and still got waxed. So, you know, the money has its place. But when the money is the god, this is the result.
Earl Ingram Jr. sticking around with me today. You on the phones. We're going to come back after this break and get to more of you. 855-752-4842. I want to also get into some of the cabinet picks. The breaking news today, and we were waiting on it. Guess. And Jess, I know I broke this one to you when I rolled in today. Donald Trump has nominated someone for the Health and Human Services position. The one, the only. Anti-vaxxer, dead bear in the woods, cutting a head off a shark, RFK Jr. This is going to be great. What could possibly go wrong? Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Going to get back to the lines here momentarily, Earl. The Health and Human Services, man, RFK Jr. Totally qualified, right? I mean, this makes total sense. I mean, I can't imagine someone who would be better for this organization. No responsibility hardly whatsoever. It's going to be fine. The anti-vaxxer in charge of vaccines.
You want a response?
I mean,
so Donald Trump said before this, jokingly, last week or week before last, I might put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of Health and Human Services and let him go crazy.
Let him go wild.
Let him go wild.
Yeah, let him go wild. So this is what people is. This is what did. So dumb it. Did people not expect this? I mean, and because they control everything, and the power tricksters in Congress and the Senate are afraid of him, he's going to get what he wants.
Do you think they're going to go
the
through the
Republicans control it all?
Well, you still got to get through the advice and consent unless it's a recess appointment. You know, do you think there'll be enough spine in this majority Republican Senate to actually do some advice and consent, or are they going to let him just put in whoever he wants? Because come on, at some point, if you get some super unqualified folks, I get that, you know, you want to give the administration the opportunity to put their experts and their team together. Okay. But there's got to be, and even like Lisa Murkowski, Republican senator, not very happy about some of these selections. So there's going to be, and there's only going to be, we got some sound on that? All right, just play Senator Murkowski, if you would, please. I believe this is in relative to what? The Gates for Attorney
Indeed.
General. All right, let's play that one, please.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General. We need to have a serious Attorney General, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to consider somebody that is serious.
And that's the Republican. And, you know, you only need a few of those, maybe four, I guess, given the current number breakdown in the Senate, to say, no, we don't want somebody like Matt Gaetz. 855-752-4842. We've got a couple callers holding. We got Joe Zepecki coming at the top of the hour, so let's clear out the board. Let's see. Bob from Pewaukee, you are up. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
How you doing? Good afternoon. Two messages. The first one is that it's great to talk about current events, but we need a strategy. And if you haven't had a chance to read Project 2025, all 900 pages, you may not like it, but they kind of outline the strategy that they have moving forward. And we kind of lack the strategy. We have ideas. It's not concrete. It's not put down in writing. It's not, there's no consensus. And without a strategy, that's what I do for a living, we're going to have a problem. We'll just keep talking to each other. That's number one. Number two, the strategy all starts with, in business, we started off with the voice of the customer. In this case, it would be the voice of the citizen. And instead of calling the other team or people that don't agree with us, MAGAs and different words, it would be best to understand what their needs are and then create a strategy that addresses those needs. And so I think oftentimes there's so many people that are so busy talking about, oh, this and that, negativity and stuff, that instead of getting into the weeds and getting down and dirty and finding out what the needs of our constituents are and representing them better than the other side. That's what I have to say today.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your perspective. You know, sometimes the needs aren't, you know, easily defined, though, Earl. And sometimes I don't know if people really know what they want. I'm angry at the world, and I'm going to blow it up. How do you make a strategy around trying to appease, you know, those who would be willfully ignorant of the facts around them? Or even if they're not willful, Earl, I mean, people are working, you know, trying to get through, taking care of kids, taking care of parents. Not everyone's got the time or energy to engage. What do you think, Earl?
You know, Dominic, I get weary of people saying, you got to understand what these people, how they feel and what's going on with them, you know. And so, listen, people struggle in a capitalistic society. That's what's at the root of a capitalistic society, winners and losers. And so that's not unusual. We've always had that in this society. And as long as there's capitalism, there's going to be that. And to somehow think that you shouldn't call them MAGAs. They call themselves MAGAs, proudly. They walk around with their heads up in the air like a peacock strutting around. I'm MAGA. So, you know, this is not attacking someone who separates themselves and they want to be known by being MAGAs. So they've decided to label themselves that, not us.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's my co-host of the day, Earl Ingram Jr. He hosts his own show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's going to stick around for another hour. Callers, I see you up there. Be patient. We will get to you as well. Coming up next, Joe Zepecki, Dem strategist with Zepecki Communications, friend of ours. He's going to jump on with us as well. Stick around.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.